It is very, 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 very powerful. Show me the lyrics of the third verse. Very, very, very powerful. I connect to you, O God, and to the word of your sweet grace that is able to build me strong and solid in the faith and to give me an inheritance among the sanctified as I journey onward through this end of time. I have taken thy word as a heritage forevermore. I shall elevate your word above everything that I prize, everything that I value. Lord, I ask that you help me to give your word its rightful place so I can be everything you plan for me to be. Isn't that a perfect prayer? Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive that grace to give your word its rightful place in my life. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead. Not wind. Thank you for helping us to give that word, the word of God, the rightful place. Bless everyone here tonight. Let not one person live here the same way they have come. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Lord bless your choir, in Jesus' precious name. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. Subject tonight is the word of our prophet. The word of our prophet. We want to understand the profitability of the word of God. The scriptures make it abundantly clear that the word of God is the word of profit, of our profit. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein, for thou you shall make your way prosperous or profitable, and thou shall have good success. Psalm 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper or be profitable. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17 all the way to verse 18. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear unto all. Somebody's profiting will appear to everyone shortly in the name of Jesus. So the word of God is calculated for the welfare of man. Spirit, soul, and body. The word of God is calculated for the success of man. Spirit, soul, and body. The word of God always leaves people better than how it met them. Always leaves people better than how it met them. Important to note is the fact that the word of God is our daily bread. Daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 4. And Matthew chapter 6 verse 11. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Psalm 68 verse 19. He daily loaded us with benefits. So if we are to live by the bread of the word, then we are connected to a daily load of benefits. Somebody say aloud, amen. The challenge we have is that many carry the Bible, but they are unable to access the benefits of the book. And many are totally oblivious of the benefits that this book carries. They think maybe it's just a religious book or a book to place under your pillow so you don't dream bad dreams. How many of you know people do such things? All manner. Or a book to use to catch thief. Do you know how some people used to put something in the Bible and then who took it? Who stole it? It's more like magic than... No. Say, is it who took this? Then it begins to turn. No. What profit is in the word? I will look at four of them tonight. Number one is access to the voice of God. Access to the voice of God. Access to the voice of God. Psalm 29 verse 3 all the way to verse 4. He said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Anytime you want the voice, look for the water. Because the voice of the Lord is on top of the waters. What is the water? Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, he said that he might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters means that the voice of the Lord is inside the word, on top of the word. So we say that there is a voice on the verse. The verse of scripture is the letter of it. There is the voice on the verse. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, the Bible said that the Lord appeared to Samuel in Shiloh. He revealed to him in Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The Lord speaking, the Lord revealing himself through the word to Samuel. In Micah chapter 6 verse 9, he said, the Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear the rod. And who has appointed it? What is the rod? The word. Jesus is a rod out of the stem of Jesse, who is also the same as the word of God. The voice of the Lord is tied to the word of the Lord. In Joel chapter 2 verse 11, talking about the end time army, he said, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his word. Talking about voice and talking about word. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? The easiest way to hear the voice of God is through the word of the Lord. You can hear God daily if you are in touch with the word daily. Somebody say a loud amen. What are you talking about? You step into the verse of the scripture after you have meditated on it for a while. You are at liberty to say, Lord, what are you saying to me? Out of this scripture today, what are you saying? What do you want me to take home? And then he will tell you, I am saying to you that you should take your time and be close to me. Let me share with you something I saw today. While listening to the word and reading, it might give you an example of what to expect from the word. I was reading Ecclesiastes and I was in verse 5 and 6. He said, for the living, after he has said to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Then in verse 5 he said, for the living know, since you can't see it just yet, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead don't know anything. Neither have they any more a reward. So if I want to do anything that can attract reward in eternity, I should do it on time while I'm alive. You say, for the memory of them is forgotten. Then I saw this one. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. I say, eh? The love in their heart and the hatred in their heart and the envy in their heart dies as they die. So I say, is it legal For a human being to have love and also have hatred and also have envy inside? Then I realize that these things are present. It is only a matter of where it is directed. What do I do with my love? I love God and love the people. And you can choose to love alcohol and love gambling. What do I do with the hatred? I hate the devil. I hate affliction. I hate oppression. And if you want, you can hate God and hate people and live in bitterness. But the capacity to love and to hate is there. What do I do with the envy? I am jealous on the behalf of God. And I say the devil will not take people to hell in my watch. I am jealous for the resources of God on the earth. And I say I cannot be alive and see the ungodly squander the resources of God in wastage. What do I do? He said, covet earnestly the best gifts. So I use that capacity to seek with passion what I must get out of God. You can use your own envy to jealous people. So the problem is not whether you have these capacities, the problem is what you do with them. That was what I saw today. Today. So I am no longer surprised if I see an envious person. I know that he is using his own capacity disastrously and negatively. And I know that Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was jealous for God. He was envious on behalf of God. He used that capacity for God. What are you using your love for? What are you using that hate that the devil wants you to use to hate people for? You use it to hate iniquity, to hate the devil, to hate affliction, to hate oppression. You envy on the behalf of God and be jealous for the kingdom of God and be covetous of good things from God, not from men. Vet earnestly the best gifts. Somebody say amen. Amen. Out of there, I heard many things. And as I heard, I wrote. And when I live there, God can speak other things to me when I am outside the Bible. The Bible helps me to familiarize myself with His voice. So that when I hear that voice outside the Bible, I can recognize it. Because I may not be able to hear everything from the Bible. For example, who to marry, I may not read it from there. What is the name of who to marry? Except God specially does it in a way where maybe your husband is meant to be Paul and then you saw Paul in the Bible. Except such very rare. But then, outside of that, God can then point you out, this is your place of work. You may not read that from the Bible. But the Bible has helped you to hear the voice. Because my sheep hear me. And they follow me. Am I communicating at all? Should I go to Lagos today or not? You may not read it. Okay, go to Lagos. Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. Thou shalt not go to Lagos. You may not see it like that. You may not see it like that there. But in the course of your... Maybe a verse might come out of scripture. That go not down to Egypt. And you're about to travel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Please take your seat. So this is access. I prophesy to everyone here today. I declare the next time you pick the word of God, you shall hear His voice out of the Bible. You shall see light out of scripture. You shall see insight out of scripture. Each you believe that shout the loudest. Amen. Number two, what do we profit from the scripture? And now, before I say that, the voice of God communicates power. Before I go there, the voice of God. He said, the voice of the Lord is powerful. That was the Psalm 29 verse 4. Every time you are in touch with His voice, you can't be powerless. You are almost turned into a lion. When you are connected to His word that supplies you his voice. That leads us to point number two. Access to supernatural strength. The word of God is a supplier of supernatural strength. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14, it says, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong. Why? The word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. If the word of God abides in you, you can never be lacking in strength. Because you are strong. So this is the equation. If the word of God abides in you, you will be strong and you will overcome the wicked one. It doesn't matter how wicked they are. It doesn't matter how witchy they are. It doesn't matter how aggressive they are. It doesn't matter how angry they are. If the word of God abides in you, you will be strong and you will overcome the wicked one. Somebody say a loud amen. Look at your neighbor, say it word. Say it louder, say it word. Say it louder, say it word. It word. If you need strength, if you need to overcome evil, eat the word. No devil can say, there are many of us here now tonight. When it is time to go, nobody can say a witch killed you. How? How can butterfly kill eagle? It's not possible that a native doctor, no matter how native, a native doctor, no matter how native, a witch doctor, no matter how witchy, it doesn't matter the demons they concoct. Yes, listen to me. The highest devil is Satan. And that one is under our feet. The highest demon is the devil. The highest demon is Lucifer. The highest demon is Satan. And the smallest child in the kingdom, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If you know fear Satan, that native daughter you fear. You don't fear the master, it's a servant you fear. Masha gogo baga dagalaga yaga dagala. I like you to be very, very, very conscious of who you are. The lion does not rule by size, it rules by sense. It intimidates animals that are bigger than it. My sense. That's why the Bible said the lion is the strongest among the beasts. Proverbs 30:30. And he turneth not away for anything. Whether it is hippopotamus. Or elephant. Elephant. He doesn't turn away for anything. Am I communicating at all? Did you hear something at all? The next time they tell you a native doctor is threatening you, tell them his master is under my feet. The next time they say a witch has sent a threat, tell him his boss is my slave. He's under control. That's the mentality with which we walk with rascality. If you like, you are a native doctor, turn into Satan. I will still deal with you. He said, young men, you are strong because this kind of eternalic word, intoxicating word, dwelleth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Every devil that will not let you rest, tonight is their expiry date. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Someone says she saw in a dream where I was riding a power bike lying straight with legs at the back and hands. Said I can easily do such a thing. Easily. And then went and destroyed some devils in front. Said that is, you saw well. And because whatever violence you carry in the spirit is translated into the spirit realm. Any level, if you see yourself running and they are pursuing you in the dream, you better wake up in the day. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He said now, so the word of God is a secret of strength. Do you know the secret of angel strength? Psalm 103 verse 20. You will never see an angel run. He said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength on the basis of what? That do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. When angels receive a word injection, they develop muscle. They excel in strength at the instance of word. The voice of God's word is their adrenaline push. It's an anabolic steroid. It can make them run 100 meters by 100 meters by 100 million dash without feeling any stress. They excel in strength by the gush of word. All I can tell you is just eat enough word. Eat enough word. And the right kind of word. And you will walk about with an audacity, a ruggedity, a spiritual brutality, and a supernatural cacracarity. They excel in strength. As they hearken to his commandment, as they hearken to the voice of his word, if they were relaxing before, it fires into their system like fire. The same way that somebody is gaining strength tonight, the same way that somebody is gaining strength tonight, and if you are that person, your amen will be louder than what it is now. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I access supernatural strength now. Now I receive it now by the word. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. That's why I say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Man cannot be strong by ordinary food, but his strength comes by the word that God speaks. You know, Moses, the man of God, was the one that God gave the first five books of the Old Testament. He saw the revelation of God. God wrote the commandments by his finger. But beyond that, God gave him the history of creation. When he told God, show me your glory and show me your face. And God said to him, no man can see me and live. And God put him on a rock and covered his face until God passed. And then he removed his hand and made him to see his back parts, so that Moses can survive. The back parts was a relating of history. Moses, see what has happened before. So Moses saw 400 years behind. It's all the way to the creation of Adam. When the earth was without form and void, Moses saw it. When there was nothing, darkness was everywhere, he saw it. And then began to see everything and hear what was going on. and head it all the way to the flood of Noah, all the way to the call of Abraham, all the way to 400 years of Israel in Egypt. Moses heard it and saw it because God allowed him to see his back part and see history. But you know what that did to Moses? That made Moses too rugged. Apart from seeing the glory of God, Moses could not be tired. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His natural force could not reduce. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. His eyes couldn't be dim. One translation said he had spring in his under his feet. Because God gave him both logos and rhema. Together, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, dethrone your enemy. Deuteronomy. He gave him all of it, downloaded it into Moses' spirit. For Moses to step to a convenient place to write it down without missing any iota of it. Such a person couldn't be weak. He was too warded to be weakened. He was too saturated to be defeated. When he died, his natural force was not abated. And his eyes could not grow dim. Because you are strong. Because the word of God is in you. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Even this word of God youngifies people. It youthifies people. It younginizes people. You are 70 looking like 25, like 35. I showed you the picture of Gloria Copeland before. That girl is about 80 years now. Unfortunately, this screen cannot show it to you now. That girl, look at it back there. That girl is about 80 years now. It's eating word like the way some people chew chewing gum. Am I communicating at all? Not a trace of a wrinkle. I don't know how long this picture was taken. It's about 80 solid years. That is old enough to be so many people's mother twice. Some people whose mother she can be are older than her now. And look, word. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Take your seat. What of Paul the Apostle? Paul the Apostle was rhema emotion. If you could put Paul under pressure, what will come out is word. Paul received so much revelation that he couldn't share all of it. He said, there are so many things I have to share with you, but you cannot bear it. Paul died with insight. This generation, he was far ahead of them. He couldn't share many, many things. Do you understand what I'm saying? And if a normal person passed through what Paul passed through, they would die many times before the time Paul died. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. You see Paul's testimony? He said, 3 times I was beaten with rods, yet I'm alive. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been inside the ocean as if he was fish. All manner of disasters and hazards Paul passed through, and yet he couldn't be killed until he became Paul the aged in Philemon verse 9. Because Acts of the Apostles saturated his body. I'm sure you know that Paul the Apostle was not in the upper room when the Holy Ghost fell. Yet he had a man by the name Luke, physician, medical doctor, who was his scribe and writer, who wrote the treatise of Acts of the Apostles. Why will Paul know how the Holy Ghost fell when he wasn't there? Light, insight, revelation. How did he know the details of the crucifixion? And then went into the grave and saw what happened under the belly of the earth. And saw the resurrection. While James and John and all of them were there, they didn't know what was going on. Paul, who was in there, knew. Then Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, writing all the way to the book of Hebrews. Only you took almost 2/3 of the New Testament and left the rest. So he came to the point where he agreed to die before he died. He said, I am in a strait between two, having a desire to be in this world and that desire to go. But let me remain here for your sake. In this case, the devil notwithstanding, I am the one making this choice. Did you hear what I said? The devil, hear me. I have decided to remain. In case you are angry, try me. That's what Paul was saying. When they stoned him, he stood up. The brethren stood around him. He woke up. Say, oh boss, what's happening? Let's go to the next towns, man. Do you know what happened when he wanted to die? I am now ready. That was how he put it. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6. I am now ready to be offered. I want to die now. Before now, I didn't want to die. And I was the nightmare of the spirit of death. But I am now ready to be offered. Old man must die. And I prefer to die a martyr's death so that my reward can be double. I can die naturally in my sleep, but let them kill me. So that I can have the reward. I can have the reward of being killed for the gospel. Though I don't need to live again because there is no assignment I want to do anymore. I have finished my course. If you keep me here now, you are wasting my time. I finished my course. I passed anatomy, passed physiology, passed biochemistry, passed pharmacology, passed pharmacognosy, passed medicine, passed surgery, passed everything. I have finished the course. Don't keep me on campus. I want to graduate. And I want to go to the other side. And I don't want to die in my sleep. Let them kill me. So I can receive more reward for being killed for the gospel. They could have killed him young, but he refused. I cannot die young. I must die as an old man. You have a choice in the matter. And today, I announce to somebody here, the word of the Lord is building in you strength, building in you health, building in you vitality, and no devil can take you out before your time. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural strength now. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Let me say one more because of time. I had two more to say, but because of time, I'll end it with one more. Access to the voice of God. Access to supernatural strength. Finally, access to the life and spirit of God. Access to the life and spirit of God. The word of God connects you to the life of God. It is the spirit that quickeneth. John chapter 6 verse 63. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. As he spake, the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. And the spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. When he spake. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 7. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to 7. He said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. whereby he has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these promises we might be partakers of the divine nature, the life of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. First, now John chapter 5 verse 24. John 5 and in verse 24. You know what he said? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, he has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Is somebody here today? Philippians chapter 2 and in verse 16, he said, holding forth the word of life. The word of life. The word of life. First John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, he said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. The word. Now, can I ask you a question? I know there are science students here. When you break down carbohydrate, what do you get? Glucose. And what else? Glucose and water. When you break down protein, what do you have? Amino acids. That is when you eat granola and you eat beans. When you break down fat, what do you have? Lipids, fatty acids, and so on. When you break down word, when you break down word, many things come. You know, the rhema is the broken down word. When you break down word, apart from the strength and power and the voice you have, the broken down word is called Zoe. The life of God. The word I speak unto you, they are spirit and Zoe. Holding forth the word of Zoe. What is that? It is the quality and durability of the life of God. That whatever makes God, God, is inside Zoe. It is quality life on earth and durable life in eternity. Dieless life. That is the life that makes you unoppressible. Alright, that Zoe life is what gives you spiritual intensity. It's what increases spiritual vibrancy. It's what gives you that passion for God. It's what deep, call it unto the deep. It's what makes you want to hang around God. Dog, hang around dog. And I hate dog life. I like the way they live, but dog life is not good. Dog gave birth to a child. And the baby of that dog gave birth to a child for his father. Dog. dog does not know limit at all. Common sense should have showed it that this is the baby you gave birth to last time. No matter how you hold him. Praise God. Lions hang around lions. Zebras hang around zebras. Kangaroos hang around kangaroos. Monkey hang around monkey. When the life of God steps into you continuously, you want to hang around God. Spirituality becomes natural. Spirituality becomes natural. Spiritual things becomes effortless. You are not forced to fast or pray or study or evangelize. They are natural because the broken down word, the Rhema, is communicating permanently Zoe into your spirit, into your system. So you have the life of God on the earth, and by the time you live right and die and go to eternity, that same life takes you through eternity. Do you know what Zoe does for you again? Supernatural existence. Your handshake can mean healing to somebody. That boy that testified just now, it was at the exit there we met. And it wasn't up to how many minutes. That tormenting devil of insanity go to hell. Person who has not eaten for 1 week. Your climate can exude supernatural aura. Something about you and around you begins to produce the extra natural naturally. Stand up on your feet. One day we traveled and we're in a house. I laid on the couch. My driver then was on the rug together. And he rolled and touched the tip of my leg unconsciously. Bam! Electricity flowed into his body. He said he had symptoms that I was not aware of. The symptoms dried up on the spot. We met a lady at Ibadan Airport with pelvic fracture. And she came to where I was and she said, "Sir, can you just say a word of blessing to me?" I said, "You are blessed." Crack! Fracture adjusted itself. He sent back to my PA later. I said, You don't know what happened to me? That word that the pastor gave to me, that you are blessed, healed me of pelvic fracture on the spot. I was at Lagos Airport. I saw a man with a collar, neck collar on the neck. I said, "Can I assist you take that thing off? I am anointed to remove it." He said, "Really?" I said, "Yes." "It's okay. Come. What happened to you?" Story. Bam. Take off. Move it. Fine. God bless you. See you later. I was on the road in Abuja here. Saw somebody moving on crutch. Crutch. "Driver, stop. Excuse me, ma. I can assist you with the crutches. I carry it for you." "Really?" "Yes. Jesus' name, move." So put the crutch on your shoulder and walk back home. "Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir." Roadside. Is God speaking to anybody at all? Zoe life communicates into you supernatural existence. You can't step into interview and they say they fail you. Except it's not your job. Except the work is not your work. One lady left and went for an interview. And they were interviewing people. And they said, "What certificates do you have?" He said, I have O level, I have A level. Now, the only certificate which she had was GCE, school certificate. So, which one is this? He says, it's called Dunamis School of Ministry. This is maturity training course. This is, and he brought her foundation class, maturity class. Dunamis, see, only you have all these certificates. He said, please join us and interview the other people with us. Got the job and then became an interviewer of other people, determining other people's destiny right there. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Now, you don't need to be a pastor to have the supernatural. You only need to be a person. Because the driver whose vehicle you are entering may be a wizard, whose assignment is to kill everybody he is carrying. The midwife coming to take the labor, the delivery may be a witch, whose assignment is to take newborn babies. So you need to be loaded, wired, so that when you are, if the driver sees, I won't carry this passenger. And of course, driver, you know, if anybody will die, you are a witch, you are the one to die. Only you. You need it. You need word of knowledge to know who is a friend and who is not a friend. You need the gift of discernment and revelation. Somebody came to talk. Somebody talked to me against somebody else. How that person is not a good person, and so on. And that person did that and that. In order to cut me away from that, or cut that person away from me. And then I now saw shortly that that person who came to cut this one away has become the best friend of that one. I mean, very, very neat. So I tell the guy, I say, really? May you ask God to show you who is who. Because not everybody who smiles for you has your interest. I call the guy, I say, you, because I'm not a child, so I won't be mentioning names. You need sensitivity and discernment. There are houses you won't live in if you knew. There are relationships you won't enter into if you knew. That Zoe, supernatural life, is communicated to us by the word. You will not miss it another time. I wish that amen can be louder. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Take your seat 1 minute. Let me say one more thing and then we shall be closing. Conclusion for tonight. Stay with the word. Number one, stay with the word to stay with profit. Stay with the word to stay away from losses. Again, stay with the word to stay with profit. Stay with the word to stay away from losses. Another conclusion of note is when the devil wants to destroy a spiritual life, he makes people to become too busy for God and for his word. When the devil wants to destroy a spiritual life, he makes people to become too busy for God and for his word. Ensure, be determined that no devil will make you too busy for God or too busy for the world. Finally, Organize your life's schedule around time with God and His Word. Organize your life's schedule around time with God and time with His Word. You don't come to the point where you are so busy you couldn't eat food. That's disastrous. You don't come to the point where you are too busy you couldn't even look into the Word. At least, that's disastrous. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. Has God spoken to anybody here tonight? Stand up on your feet with a louder shout of amen. Loud most shout of amen. Be upstanding. They say they have the declaration of the against the witchcraft of Tuesday. And if you have it, can you play it briefly? God may need to deal with somebody in order to heal somebody. There is somebody's rest that cannot happen until somebody is laid to rest. So I am here with a brutal judgmental mantle. It's a fire prophetic and apostolic mantle that is going to judge every devil, every witch, every wizard, every sickness, every affliction, every disease in your body today. I declare their judgment now in the name of Jesus. Anybody and anything and any system and any organization and any conspiracy that will not allow you to be, that will not allow you to rest, I prophesy, if I be of God, then in this season they shall be laid to rest. Amen. Everybody who said over their dead body before you become who God wants you to become, over their dead body before you get married, over their dead body before you get your children, that said over their dead body before you break through financially, over their dead body before your ministry succeeds, over their dead body before you become who God wants you to become, I announce today their obituary. Hey! Shaba ya 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 ya. Amen. If you are saying it, it is very difficult. Don't that they never say it is vengeance.
It is vengeance.
For deliverance.
For deliverance.
Don't that somebody say it is vengeance.
It is vengeance.
For deliverance.
For deliverance.
Before the next 24 hours.
We heard it already.
Series of 24 hours.
Yes.
After another 24 hours, another 48 hours.
That's right.
72 hours. All the way to 7 days between that and that time. If there is a man or a woman, no matter how hard they are, no matter how strong they are, no matter how powerful they are, they shall be led to rest.
Hey! Shada ya 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 ya. Like pete korata sepedi ya la la.
God will deal with both the native doctor, that one that laid on the ground, now bring that forward, the one that the camera just showed. Was that the one? Anybody, now hear me, this is what I heard. The Lord said He would deal with the horse and the rider.
That is the native doctor and the one who consulted him. Hey! Hey!
The witchcraft power that tied down your life and your destiny and your seed and your seed and your fruit. Today, that power is broken.
The Lord is about to deal with the horse and
the rider. He's about to deal with the one who took your name to the native doctor and the native doctor himself.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
There are shrines that will catch fire because of you. Within these few days, they shall catch fire. Shrines, making doctor shrines, witch doctor shrine, occultic shrine, cover shall catch fire because of you in this season.
I think we can stop there now. You can pick the rest of it. Lift up your hands because of time. Mashaka, open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Something is stirred in the realm of the spirit. Pray in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, as that word was declared, it stands. Everyone and everything that will not let you rest in this season, they shall be led to rest. Lift your two hands and ask the Lord for a fresh hunger for the word. Fresh hunger, fresh light, fresh insight in your word. Lift your voice and say, Father,
I receive
fresh hunger,
fresh passion,
fresh light,
fresh insight
in your word.
I receive it.
Now! Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands. I heard God laying hands on people here tonight. A hand of visitation, ushering revelation,
ushering transformation and sparking off a manifestation. Lift your hands. That's right. Hey! Lift your hands up. And lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands. Upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands. Hold on for me. Your hands, my shada, lay your hands. Lift your hands. Something is happening already. Lift your hands up. My hands up. Lay your hands. Your hand of power. Your hand of fire. Your hand of wisdom. That's right. Your hand of direction. Somebody say hand of direction. Your hand of guidance. Yes, all the way there. That's head down in there. Lay. Lay your hands. 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 Lay your hands name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high above your head. When God lays his hands on people, at times it is for healing. He touched the leper and he was healed. When he lays his hands on people, at times it's for strength and supernatural speed. When he laid his hand on Elijah, he ran faster than a horse. At times it's for direction and guidance when you don't know what to do. When the minstrel played and the Lord laid his hand on Elisha, then he heard the voice of the Lord. At times it's for favor. When he laid his hands on Ezra and Nehemiah, the king gave him what it is. At times it's for judgment. When he lays his hand on your on the cancer, it is judged. When through you he lays his hands on the witch, they are buried. Lift your hands now. Whatever it is, you are trusting God for to lay his hands on you. Lay your hands. Lay your hands. Lay now, Shadana. Lay your hands. Lay your hands. Your hands up. At the count of three, when I say one, two, when I say in the name of Jesus, one, two, three, you place a hand and scream, touch, two hands, and blast in tongues. Anything can happen. Deliverances will happen. The yokes will break. The prisons will open. Lift your hands, Father, lay your hands on your people. In the name of Jesus, one, two, three. Touch. Jesus. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Something happened to you tonight. Under the next 24 hours, you shall testify. You shall testify. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Lay your hands. 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 Thank you for laying your hands. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Mahashadagalayaya. Itana managalagayadagalayalala hushadala. Hey. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands up. Lay your hands. 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 Father, we give you the praise. We give you the praise. Worship him. Take your seat one minute. We have so many things we can take tonight, but for the sake of time. How many of you had a touch of God or an encounter or something happened to you? Something tangible that you can talk about. Step. Come. There is someone with an arrow on the chest on the left. It has been removed and refired back to hell. Somebody with a deposit on the right leg. From the right buttock down. Like an injection in the dream. It has been retrieved and refired back to hell. Somebody with an upper abdominal condition, like an epigastric condition, right there, like an ulcer situation. The Lord has healed you. The liver condition is healed. Thank you, Master. If you got a touch, an encounter, or something happened to you, or any of the cases I mentioned, somebody's mind has returned back to normal. The spirit of madness has also gone from somebody. Lay your hands. Lay your hands.
Happening out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Litter everything the devil has bottled in your life is being released right now. Is being released right now.
Every gift and every grace detained and imprisoned. Wow.
Amazing.
Yes.
This is Pastor Solomon Ogbonna. He said he came all the way from Lagos. Yes. He has been pastoring for over 10 years now. And according to him, nothing has been working. He has been frustrated, dejected, depressed. And there is one uncle in his family that has rendered all his children useless. And then also tormenting his life. But at the shout of touch, he said he fell under power. And then God opened his eyes, and then he saw you with a machete. And then you pursued that uncle and butchered the uncle.
What are you telling me?
The uncle fell down and died.
Come over here. The next testimony we are hearing from you is the happening. I announce to everyone here, anyone who, I told you, when God touches people at times, some is a touch of judgment. Whoever will not let you and your family to rest, I stand here by the mantle of God. They shall be led to rest. Rest. Led to rest. Led to rest. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Sir, with your permission, I'll put these three brethren together. Ulcer cases, massive healing. Our own has lasted for 3 years. Pain on the chest. 10 months. 15 years. He came with the pain in his stomach. But as the word was released, sir, he said it felt like cold water ran through him. And
give
the pain
Lord,
gone.
Give another
pain
praise.
Gone. Pain
give
gone.
Give the Lord the praise. What happened here? Lift your hands. Throw him.
And there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear.
The battle may be raging, but the victory.
This young man said since the month of January till this evening, he had had chest pain and rapid heart palpitation for 6 months now. At the shout of touch, he said the pain took off and right now the heartbeat is stable and normalized. And this same young man said since last week, he had had the same heart palpitation rapidly. At the shout of touch, the heart is normalized and they're here to give God praise.
Lift up your hands. I also deliver you from every spiritual connection with any spiritual relationship in the realm of the dream. They have no place on your life. Go! Jesus' name. Every spirit-wife relationship canceled. Yes.
Our sister slept last night. Sister Victoria, she said she slept last night and she was fed in the dream of the night. She woke up this morning with a severe pain in her stomach. At the shout of touch, power came upon her, and now the pain is gone.
It is over. In Jesus' name. Let's summarize. Power!
When you are dead.
This, brother, Kintoye, just as you declared, pain.
All the way down, like injection.
Down, yes. as the word went.
Return back. Somebody say back to sender.
Yes.
It is over forever.
A similar condition, lumbar spondylosis, for 2 years now. That numbness and pain on the left side to the ground, and then she's also healed.
The chance. When you are there.
When you are there. When you are there. When you are there. When you are there. When you are there.
She said, when you say, place your hand on your head and shout, touch. She said, she felt a cold sensation.
And the ulcer is gone. And also the same thing. Because of time. Yes.
Yes, sir. While you were praying for him, you came against the spirit's wife molestation.
Yes.
He said, for the past 22 years,
yes,
he has been suffering it.
Spirit wife
molestation. He said, as you laid hands on him, it's not something coming out of him.
Ola, step over here. What we are praying for him was different.
Was different, sir.
And what God was showing me was different.
Yes, sir.
Spirit wife.
22 years. Since he was 5/7 years.
What?
Yes.
Spirit wife visited a 5-year-old boy.
Yes.
Spirit pedophile. Lift up your hands.
I prophesy it for anybody here today that has a demonic spirit attached and tied to your life. Every demon claiming your life and your destiny, today their claim is broken. Leave him alone. 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 Get out of that body right now. In the name of Jesus. Every other one here, I decree your testimonies are permanent. We have so many of them here. Ellie, will I seek you in the morning? You can testify. And then during the Sunday service or the following week, you can testify. If you have anyone that you think is up enough, you can let me know. Give the Lord a praise. Come and see the Lord. He's good. Come and see the Lord. He's good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody, body, 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 come and see. Everybody, body, 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 come and see. There's nothing, 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 nothing. There is nothing. Come and see the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap of hand here tonight. How many of you receive something? Say amen. You are here tonight. You are saying, Pastor, before I leave here tonight, I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Pick up your Bibles. Pick up your bags and rush to the front here quickly. I'll give you the count of 7. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want the yoke of addiction broken. I want everything that does not belong to my life to leave me now. God bless you. Yes, my guy is coming forward here. Give you the count of 7. 1.
Lord, I give you
2. While they are coming out, people for the communion can also take position. Every moment I'm away.
Have your way.
Body.
up here, place your right hand on your chest and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of hell. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I now pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right. Father, I ask that you help the people and let them serve you. In Jesus' name.